You can make a good case that things are a mess, personally, in each of our own lives. Sin, missing the mark, trying again, trying to avoid them. Things like impatience, impatience at work, impatience in the family. You do it, you're sorry, you try to do it, you confess it, you're back into it, etc. For me, gluttony. For judgments. People talk all the time about, I don't want to judge people, but automatically they're in this box or in that box, or they're no good, or they're this way, or they're that way, and all, and I don't even come to know them. The growing scourge of internet pornography so many folks are trapped into. Things are a mess, you could say. Lots of our personal sinfulness. And then that's not even the bigger picture, the sin of the world. You know, we bring in all these wonderful gifts for poor families, and we're in London, Kentucky, in our own state, and we've been doing it year after year after year, and part of us goes to say, wouldn't it be great to have a time when we wouldn't have to do this? You know, why does this work out? Isn't there something we can do? And then that's just within, you know, the state, and then this own one project, and you stop and think on a world level. You see the great disparity and all, and you see kids dying of hunger, and you go like, I'm part of that, but I don't know what to do about that, and how do you figure that out? Or are the increased chances of violence now in the Middle East, or the increased possibility of nuclear warfare with North Korea, or the drug epidemic, or crimes, the increased shootings in Lexington, sexual harassment, pick your thing. You could make a great case that things are a mess. At times, it certainly does seem as though we are living in a personal and communal desert, or wasteland, wilderness. And if so, we are in a perfect condition to hear God's word in today's scriptures. In the desert, prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord's coming is coming to the desert. In the wasteland, make straight a highway for our God. He's coming. And then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed there. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules like a shepherd. He feeds his flock. Or John the Baptist, a voice of one crying out where? In the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord. He's coming. Repentance and forgiveness are possible. The Holy Spirit, whom the Lord will bring about a time when, in the words of the psalmist, a phrase I love, justice and peace shall kiss. We are empowered to be signs of change and hope while we're in the desert, in the wasteland of our personal and communal lives. We are called to be a people who believe that the Lord indeed has come, and the fullness of His coming will be made manifest, and we can be signs of that hope and that change ourselves. A people of imagination, where others see same old, and no hope for change. A people who don't give up hope, and who look like we don't give up hope. There are signs of that all around. One unexpected sign I found of it was this past Friday night. I went to the Tate's Creek Middle School's presentation of Elf Jr., the musical. Many of you know Elf, the Elf movie, and may have also seen the play. And here you've got Buddy the Elf in New York City. Buddy the Elf, who knows Santa Claus, who knows what Christmas is all about, who knows joy, who knows hope and optimism, and he's there in the middle of a cynical New York City and singing and giving compliments left and right and seeing what's good and fostering it. And after he tries to tamp him down, and he comes back up again. Reminds me of the words of the prophet Isaiah. Shout from the mountaintops, O daughter Zion. You know, the Lord is near. We have even something better than Santa Claus and his coming and magic that is the basis of the reason why we can be people of hope and look like it. And we have those signs among us throughout our history and in our tradition so richly. We heard before Mass an invitation to be able to celebrate Our Lady of Guadalupe this Monday night and on Tuesday. And in the Our Lady of Guadalupe, boy, you want to talk about the presence of the Lord being proclaimed in the midst of the desert. The apparition of Mary to Juan Diego as an indigenous woman, as a Native American there in Mexico during a time when in Mexico, as in North America, the colonists treated Native Americans as slaves, as nothing. And here, how does the Mother of God appear as one of them? God is with us in the desert, in the midst of all kinds of injustice. God is with us. Believe it, act out of it, treat each other with justice, with love. A sure sign that justice and peace shall kiss the presence of Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And in celebrating her this year, we could celebrate the presence of God coming in the midst of our desert as well. We do it as well through our actions as we join together in areas that seem to be hopeless. Well, there's not enough decent housing for somebody who makes is a working person in Lexington. And nothing you can't do about it. It's too big of a problem. You can't wrap your arms around it. People getting out of prison, they wound up in jail. You know, they wind up back in jail. There's not much you can do about that. And here we wind up looking at that and we say, no, there's hope here. And as a result, what do we have? More affordable housing through the Affordable Housing Trust Fund we work together to be able to establish. And more ways for which people getting out of just the local county jail can have the identification things that they need right away to be able to go out and get a job, which is the best thing that is kept and is beginning to cut down on the rate of return back to jail because they can get a job. And all of these things, we are voices of hope and saying the Lord has come and the Lord is coming even more. Justice and peace shall kiss. We celebrate this as whenever we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation, individually or together as a group. In the midst of our desert, of our sinfulness, of our failures, of our missing the mark, of our not being just, of our not being peaceful, and our participation of that not only in small ways in the family, but our participation in that in the world, we come with that brokenness to the Lord, and we offer each other through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. And we become signs of hope and agents of healing as we celebrate the sacrament of reconciliation during this Advent time. And so in these and many other ways, we become signs that the Lord's coming is coming in glory and will make all things right. And that near indeed is His salvation to those who fear Him. Glory dwelling in our land, kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. In all this matter, a quotation that's originally way back in the 19th century from Theodore Parker that was kind of revived, especially by Martin Luther King Jr., I think speaks powerfully to us of our scriptures today. We cannot understand the moral universe. The arc is a long one, and our eyes reach but a little way. We cannot calculate the curve and complete the figure by the experience of sight. But we can divine it by conscience, and we surely know that the arc of the moral universe bends towards justice. Justice will not fail, though wickedness appears strong and has on its side the army and thrones of power, the riches and the glory of the world, and though poor men crouch down in despair. Justice will not fail and perish out from the world of men, nor will what is really wrong and contrary to God's real law of justice continually endure. Justice and peace shall kiss.